Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's right. Do it no matter what people say.
No matter.
They don't even know.
They don't know you.
I see that rhythm section brings us back 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. Our websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, and that's ageofthecustomer.com. Chris Ducker is here. He's got a new book, too, called Virtual Freedom. It's all about helping you find people wherever they may be to help you accomplish your goals. They can work for you for an hour. They can work for you as a full-time employee, but not be under your roof. Chris, thanks again for hanging out with us. Congratulations again on the book, chrisducker.com, right? D-U-C-K-E-R.com.
Thanks, Jim. Right? Appreciate it.
Yeah, and so talk to us. Tell us some stories. Do you have any stories, success stories, how people used your concepts in your book to be successful?
Yeah, sure. I mean, you know, the world of building virtual teams has grown a lot, obviously, right? So I think you'll find that the majority of small business owners will get started with, you know, those simple one-off tasks. But it's really when you start building a team that, you know, you ultimately do buy more time. I always say as an entrepreneur that time is our most valuable commodity. Mm-hmm. It's not money, it's time. Money will come and go, but once you spend time, it's gone forever.
It's right? The only thing we can't synthesize.
Absolutely. That's a great way to put it. So, once you start building that team, things really do change. There's one particular business owner, his name is Pat, who's featured in the book, who actually had a lot of virtual assistants, scattered out around the globe. And was successful in building his online business, actually, very, very quickly over the space of a couple of years, was making $40,000 to $50,000 a month online, through everything from affiliate marketing right the way down to products and services and things like that. But it was once he actually collated all these different people into just two core roles and brought them on board full time that things really took off for him. And he's now actually kind of reverse engineered the entire process, where he's no longer working with people virtually per se around the world. He now has a team that is based entirely in the United States, but is still virtually set up. So he meets with his team in the flesh about once every quarter. He's based out of San Diego, and he flies them in to San Diego once every 90 or 120 days or so. And, sits down and works with them. And they're to the point now where, I mean, he's looking at probably a $2 million business next year. And he said it himself, there's absolutely no way he would be where he is today without that virtual team concept being plugged into his business. Because it's allowed him to grow.
To me, there are two things. Number one is you got to have the management, not only the management ability, but you got to have the management acceptance and sophistication to be prepared to imagine someone's working for you that you can't see that's not under your thumb, so to speak. That's one. And the other thing is you got to have the technology. What do you think?
Right. Yeah. I mean, you said it just before we went to the break there. Bottom line is that technology's changed everything. The argument of, well, if I can't see them, I can't work with them is no longer an argument anymore. Skype is the perfect tool for day-to-day communication with team members, whether it be in the next cubicle to you or on the other side of the planet. Video and, services like GoToMeeting.com, these are the types of services that has completely knocked down all those barriers completely. But yeah, you're right. The mindset does come into play a little bit. And I think that most people, when they get started with this, they do tend to micromanage it. And that's very dangerous because it kind of defeats the whole object of the game. They're doing this to buy more time, to be able to work on growth strategies for their businesses,
right,
spending more time with that top 20% clientele.
But here's another thing, though, Chris. So many times out here on Main Street, We need a little more sophisticated employee than maybe the community can deliver. You know, if you run an ad in the paper or on one of the online sites for a local employee who needs to have some kind of technical ability that they can apply to a traditional job. You know, more and more traditional jobs are requiring technical execution.
Sure.
And you can't always find that in your next door neighbor. This person might be in Prague or Sydney, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, particularly the more specialized roles like, you know, graphic designers or
right.
mobile app developers, web developers, these types of roles. There's no reason why you need to limit yourself to your backyard.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to do that anymore. And like you said earlier on in our conversation, a lot of the time you can get this work done for a lot cheaper. And I know, you know, there's a big, big discussion point of outsourcing and taking jobs away from America or domestically, no matter where you're based. And I get that, and I respect that opinion. However, the small business owner creates and manages and grows any economy, no matter what country they're in. Joe the plumber, right? You know, that kind of... That
well, here's the thing. Here's the thing, Chris, and I got to wrap it up. No small business owner started their business and risked everything in order to make make the employment picture better. You know, we started it to be successful, and sometimes that takes doing things differently. Chris Ducker is the name of the author of the book, Virtual Freedom. Put a .com on the end of that, you'll find his website. Available wherever books are sold, right, Chris?
Absolutely.
Will you come back another day? You got more to teach us.
I would love to come back on your show anytime, Jim.
Thanks, Chris. Good job today. See you next time.
You got it.
Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.